hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Ron Pollock, who is from Families USA. This is a week of discussion, among other things, in Washington of health care, the reality of health care coverage. How is it changing? Are things getting better as the review of Obamacare gets started? That conversation coming up in about a half an hour. In just a moment, we're going to meet actor Dave Coulier, who is in Full House. You may remember him. Jennifer has great memories. Richie.
Uncle Joey.
Yep.
Yep.
And he's going to be in How I Met Your Mother, which has started another season, or they're going to start another season. I guess they're, what would this be, the 11th season, Jennifer, I think?
This is actually their 8th season. They'll be back next year for a 9th and final season. We're going to know who the mom is, finally.
Ah, really? Hmm. It's not going to be Dave Coulier, though, right?
It might be. That would be a twist.
So he'll be on How I Met Your Mother on Monday. So we'll talk to him in just a minute here on Good Day.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Nice. I know this is really boring and stupid. Dave, I'm going to apologize right up front for playing the Full House theme, because you've got to be just getting...
I know. He's like, okay,
stupid.
I get
just
it.
Like, are these guys really that boring that they just play?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm
going
to kill that part.
You know, Dave, we're a little short-staffed, and I have to tell you a little behind the scenes. You just try calling in to us, and because we're a little short-staffed today, producer Michael had to go to the bathroom when you called, which is why we couldn't answer the phone. So actually, Rich tried to answer your call on the air. Isn't that fun?
You could have won a prize.
Well, usually people do. Usually, I'm not surprised you went to the bathroom when I called. My dad does that as well.
He didn't know. Like, all day, we have, you know, you're like our big celeb of the day, and he goes to the bathroom when you call in.
All right, so Dave Coulier, everybody knows Dave as Uncle Joey from Full House, and you know, Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse, and we all watched them. What was it? Was it Thursday nights that was on?
Friday night. It was
Friday.
The TGIF night.
That's the TGIF night. How do you forget that? All right, so Dave's going to be on How I Met Your Mother. How do you keep getting on these extremely popular shows, Dave? What's going on? What's your secret?
You know, I just haven't moved away from Hollywood far enough yet. I don't know. But that's such a funny show, and the night after Super Bowl on Monday, they asked me if I would come on, and it's a really, really funny episode featuring absolutely the greatest and latest and greatest Canadians. So even though I'm an American, there are some really great Canadians on this show.
You know, really, this is something that people don't talk enough about, okay? So we had the British invasion in the 1960s. Everybody knew they were coming. We knew the Beatles. We knew the Stones. We knew the Who. We knew Zeppelin. We knew they were all coming because they told us it's the British invasion. But the Canadians, they sneak in on your televisions, and nobody says anything about it. And they own Hollywood, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, yeah, they sneak across the border on horseback, you know, and then they come here and they pose as mounted police, and you don't even question it.
Now, speaking of Canadians, the reason I many reasons why I loved your character on Full House, but you always had the coolest hockey jerseys, and I'm a hockey girl. Now, were you very excited that the LA Kings won?
She's a hockey girl, but she's got all of her teeth, Dave.
I do.
I was excited just because LA is a major market, and I'm for anything that helps promote the game. And, you know, being in a big city like Los Angeles, and, you know, it's just great for the game of hockey, you know. Not so great the following year when, you know, they had their lockout. But we're back at work now. Back on track.
I still don't understand why LA can keep a hockey team and support it.
We
very
can't
well,
have football, though.
But you can't keep a football team. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
I know it's backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, so your home base is stand up. And you still travel the country doing all of your stand up. What kind of a life is that? I mean, that's you got to be a little bit nuts, right?
You do, but it's it's where a lot of us started, you know. My friend Tim Allen, who I started with in Detroit, he's back doing stand up, and Jerry Seinfeld was out doing stand up, and Jay Leno's out there every week doing stand up. It's just something that we all love to do, and it's our roots, and it's the purest form of comedy is being out there at a microphone in front of a live audience.
Do you, how do you come up with new material? I mean, are you making things up on the fly, or is it pretty much, we have kind of an outline of how the show goes every day, but we have no idea what we're going to say and when we're going to say it. We just know, okay, you know, around here we have to do this, and around here we have to do this, and okay, we know we're going to have Dave on, but I don't know what we're going to ask you, and when we do our health stuff or our finance stuff or whatever it is. How does it work for stand-up? I mean, when you walk on those stages, do you have kind of like, okay, these are the 15 things I'm going to talk about? And then it just goes from there?
Yeah, well, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I have a basic outline, and you never know what's going to happen in the audience. You know, somebody could sneeze right in the middle of a punchline, and it's funny, and the audience reacts to that. So you have to be wide open with your eyes and ears, and it's whatever happens in that moment. So you can't stick too closely to a script all the time, even though, you know, some guys prefer to do that.
It's a rough road, though, isn't it?
You know, in order to get the material working, you have to be out there working the material. And that takes, traveling and bad hotels. And, it's not the easiest thing to do. But, if it was really easy, I think a lot of people would be out there doing it.
So with the How I Met Your Mother, that show has been extremely successful. What's the odds of, getting to be more of a permanent role in this type of thing or getting a new show for yourself? Have you been trying to get a new show?
Well, I'm out there pitching shows, ideas that I have. This was a call that I got from a producer friend, and they pitched me the idea, and I said, that's really funny. Of course, I'd love to do it. Sitcoms like Full House and How I Met Your Mother, sitcoms aren't, they used to rule the roost on network television.
Yeah.
They really don't anymore.
They're coming back a little with modern
times. I think it's starting to cycle back because, reality television, it's not really so much a story, whereas a sitcom, people will listen to a good story over and over again.
And you feel good at the end, which is really nice. And you don't always feel good after reality shows. I don't know if you've watched Jersey Shore or Honey Boo Boo, sometimes you go,
feel good after you watch Honey Boo Boo? You don't feel good?
Actually, I am a closet Honey Boo Boo fan, so it's a bad example.
She's a closet a lot of things, Dave.
I know. Is there a project that you haven't, a type of project anyway, that you haven't gotten to work on that you'd like to in the future?
Well, I mean, that plays right into, what we're here talking about, stand-up comedy. You know, I have my Clean Guys of Comedy coming June 6th in theaters everywhere in the U.S. And basically, it's really funny stand-up without the F-bomb aftertaste.
Ah.
I love that. So you can go to the movie, you go to a regular movie theater, and you can watch you and your friends do stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I came up the ranks of the Tonight Show back when Johnny Carson hosted, and, it was really the the showcase for comedians in the United States. And you saw guys like Richard Pryor doing clean sets there.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're building with National CineMedia, and these are called Fathom events. And, yeah, you go to the theater, and you go, and we're going to have some incredibly talented, funny comedians just doing their clean stuff.
So how do we get more information about it? Where do we go to see how we see it, the clean guys?
Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff on my website, which is real simple, DaveCoulier.tv.
Okay.
And we'll be putting tons of stuff out on the web through National CineMedia. And
all right, we'll put a link on it as at gooddayshow@dougsteffen.com as well. Dave, thank you so much. Best of luck with it, and we'll make sure to watch The Clean Guys and How I Met Your Mother this coming Monday.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
A lot of things going on at DougSteffen.com today. Is a new study claiming that 1 in 4 Americans believes God helps decide the outcome of the Super Bowl. That story you can check out along with a lot of other stuff that may or may not be pertinent to the Super Bowl.
We actually had a very interesting conversation about that with Uri yesterday. Yeah.
Really? Right, well, there you go. It would have probably been Wednesday, Richie. Today's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. 21 after.
Check it out on the podcast.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
When I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just four people, that's all we were. Nice. Trying to make a living out of Blacklander.
He likes the guitar.
We'd get together in a family circle.
I like
this
story right here. Yeah. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Mr. and Mrs. Cash, thank you very much.
Yep.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
Goosebumps.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm going to join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother were jumping right in
the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
So the post office department grabbing at any string they can manage. As said this week, they're going to memorialize Mr. Cash with a special postage stamp of his own. He'll be part of a new Music Icon series of stamps. His version features a photograph by Frank Bez taken in 1963 when he did Ring of Fire. This was on the cover, actually, of that whole album. I remember, I'm looking at it right now, the Best of Johnny Cash album. The black and white design intended to resemble a 45 RPM record sleeve. Stamp went through a selection process to be issued. They got about 40,000 suggestions for stamp ideas every year. Only about 20 make the cut. Pretty interesting. They review the Postmaster General's Citizen Stamp Advisory Group.
The Citizen Stamp Advisory Group.
Huh?
I wonder how much that costs.
It costs more than that, too.
Yeah. You know, they've got a real gig going with these collectibles, though. Is people buy the stamp and then never use them.
Not as
so pure profit.
By any stretch of the imagination.
When you get the blues, all right. A jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine.
Check it out at DougStephan.com. Also, just beside the story, and when you're looking at the homepage, you see if you follow it down after the poll, there is our suggestion that you use Alimmune to keep your potency, if you will, your immune system strong and healthy. And under that, you'll see the logo for Doug Stephan's Good Day. If you click on that, I want Richie to change it so that it goes to the first slide, in fact. But if you click on that, you'll spend a couple of minutes watching me in the studio with Rich, Roberta, and Jennifer at their locations. So if you've ever wondered what it actually looks like when we're doing the program, this is the way for you to get the feel of how the program is going at any moment in time when all four of us
are on. Except we have clothes on, which is good.
Right. That's the only difference.
Yeah, right. So you want to check that out.
I always have a clothes on.
Good Day box just below the Alimmune box.
Thank God.
At DougStefan.com. Now, speaking of Alimmune, the system works, as you know, if you've been listening to us at all for the last month or so. We've been talking about Alimmune and the way this enhances your immune system. When you understand, when you take away from the message that 57% more in several studies stayed healthier longer, stayed away from colds and flus by taking Alimmune every day, it comes in flavors, too, by the way. Make it kind of fun. I take chocolate. I just had a chocolate one, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago. It's safe. It's natural. Adds fiber and antioxidants. This is the only way to get this new international sensation by calling 800-458-0173 or going to 57more.com. In fact, when you go to the website 57more.com, you get a month free of Alimmune. According to all the double-blind placebo controlled studies, 57% more people stay healthy taking Alimmune. That should be help enough. That should be suggestion enough for you to try a free 1 month supply of Alimmune. Go to 800-458-0173 or 57more.com.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy-gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit RoyalPurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to BarsLeaks.com. That's BarsLeaks.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
The hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to meet Ron Pollock, who is from Families USA. He is somebody who's probably recognized on a lot of different programs discussing health care. This is something that is a theme of this a group is gathering in Washington this week, so we'll get an update from their perspective as to where they see health care at the moment. I have a few stats that I want to discuss with him, and so we'll get to that conversation. If you're interested in health care, and who isn't, no matter what your age, you'll want to stick around for this conversation. Speaking of health care,
yes.
Jennifer and I are big into Alimmune, and as a result of that, the folks at Alimmune have made a special opportunity available to people who help you out, who are submitting at facebook.com/goodday show, stay healthy tips.
Right, we're doing stay healthy tips. This week we're actually doing your favorite comfort food, what makes you feel better when you're sick. And if we use yours on the air, you get a 60-day supply of Alimmune, which is really, really cool. So far, our first one of these comfort food ideas was mashed potatoes and gravy, which I think we can all get behind that one.
Yeah.
And today's winner is Thomas, who said Paula Deen's mac and cheese with crispy Oscar Mayer bacon crumbled on top.
Hasn't she got off of that to lose about 40 pounds? She and her
she
son
has,
lost
yeah.
a lot of weight.
Didn't I see They're on the cover of People magazine this week. But, you know, you can still, in moderation or when you're sick, I guess you can indulge in a little comfort food. So congratulations to Thomas. And you, too, can submit your favorite comfort food for when you're sick, what makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. And if we use yours on the air, you get a 60-day supply of Alimmune. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show to enter.
All right, what else have you got on our social media today as we look back on the week and some of the comments that have been cool?
Well, the question that we're following today, of course, has to do with the Super Bowl, because it is Super Bowl Sunday weekend, and it's like a holiday. So will you watch the Super Bowl this weekend? Who are you rooting for? People are chiming in as we speak. Yesterday, our question was, the kids from Sandy Hook will perform at the Super Bowl. Do you think the kids are being exploited, or is this a nice tribute to the kids and parents that have lost so much? Alex said, yep, exploited. Tracy said, exploitation. These kids and parents both need to be left alone to grieve. Janet said, yes, exploitation. Ken said, I'm not sure how they are being exploited if they are agreeing to do it. Maybe this is a way for them to say, hey, we're going to recover from this. Let's move forward. Rebecca said, they were invited. No one's exploiting them. Walter said, I say exploitation. What else can it be? Why else would they be invited? Michael said, exploitation to the 10th degree. Where are the survivors from Aurora, Colorado or from Virginia Tech? Nope, they want a bunch of kids, just like Obama used in his takeover guns executive order ceremony to make his point. I can recall other leaders using kids like that. Hitler comes to mind at the top of that list. Right. Craig said, this isn't America anymore. Carl said, of course, it's exploitation for the simple purpose of pushing gun control legislation. Now that the liberals got the ball rolling, they are going to push every mile out of it that they can get, even though no so-called assault weapons were used at Sandy Hook. Truth has little to do with pushing agendas. David said, what does a child behavior specialist say? As if they have to relive that moment for the rest of their childhood instead of learning to be a child again. And the list goes on and on. So if you have a thought about this, chime in facebook.com/Good Day Show.
We have
more of your responses later.
Yeah, we have lots of things in our social media bag that do give you an opportunity. Sometimes you call us at 888-302-3684. Sometimes you email us, doug@dougstephan.com or jennifer@dougstephan.com or rich@dougstephan.com or roberta@dougstephan.com. This is the fast way of getting your point, too, and then we can pick and choose from a lot of the interesting tips or interesting ideas that you have. Thank you for contributing. Appreciate that very much. Before we get to Mr. Pollack, let's listen to Dr. Ken talk a little bit more about Allimmune.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Allimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Allimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Allimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Allimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Allimmune.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe Level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends February 2nd.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program at 39 past the hour. Now time for a conversation with Ron Pollack, who is the founding executive director of Families USA. This is a group that has helped healthcare consumers. The legislation that has now become the law of the land was something he had a hand in. I think, Ron, you've been here any number of times, so it's good to have you back to see what the update is on the issue. What are you finding most people are asking you about in the circumstance we find ourselves in today? Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it, seems to more be in force. There are a lot of people who needed help, and this was a way of addressing it. A lot of folks thought this wasn't the best way to address it because it would be expensive. I wonder how, if we're watching the numbers and we know what the expense really is going to be at this point.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for inviting me.
Sure.
I think the key questions that people are asking right now no longer really focused that heavily on the politics of this. Remember, last year, Obamacare had what some might consider near-death experiences with the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court found the legislation to be constitutional, and of course, the elections, and when President Obama was reelected, I think people now understand the Affordable Care Act is moving forward. So I think the key focus right now is to make sure that the tens of millions of people who can really benefit from it understand how it can affect their lives.
All right, but how does it affect the people? Who's paying this? I saw something, and I don't know how reliable these numbers are, because they come from a rather skewed, one-sided source, but they're the only thing that I could find at the moment. The IRS, according to this story, says that under this new health care law, the cheapest health insurance plan available for a family of four in the year 2016 will cost $20,000 a year. So we are required to buy health insurance and pay a penalty. A lot of people will choose the penalty because it's a lot less than $20,000.
Yeah, but first of all, cost of health insurance for a family, prior to the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, the last set of numbers show that the cost for families is over $15,000 when they obtain coverage through their employer. It's more than doubled over the past decade. Of course, this has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. Now, the amount that you're citing is not simply premiums. It's, you know, it's out-of-pocket costs that people bear. And, of course, those costs can be extraordinarily high if you don't have health insurance. The Treasury Department this week issued regulations that said, in effect, that if any family's costs exceed 9.5%, they are exempted from this mandate, where they would have to pay a penalty.
So let's have an example of that. Let's say if you're making $100,000 a year and it costs you $9,500 a year for health insurance, then you're exempt. Is that?
You would be exempted. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing I think for people to understand is a key component of the Affordable Care Act is it provides subsidies to people in order to help them afford health premiums. And by the way, this extends pretty significantly deeply into the middle class. So if people purchase insurance on their own, they go into these new marketplaces that are created by the Affordable Care Act. If a family of four has incomes below $92,000 a year, they will be eligible for subsidies. They'll come in the form of tax credit subsidies that will reduce the cost that they have to pay in premiums for
families. That's okay. I get that. But somebody's paying at some point in time. And in the discussion that I've had over the years with regard to this, it wasn't so much this. The approach that you're taking, which is kind of a universal approach, that it doesn't deal with why it's as expensive as it is. That is, the costs that have gone up because the providers, the drug companies, the hospital conglomerates, all these people are gouging the insurance companies and or the individuals who have to pay on their own. So isn't that something that ought to be addressed as well?
Well, I'm not sure I heard the last part of your question. We've got some background noise here, but
you want me to repeat it?
If you don't mind, please.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at is the essence of why it costs as much. If whether we agree or disagree, it's going to be $20,000 a family, whatever it is. It is generally considered, widely agreed upon, that the costs for health care are ridiculous. And that's part of the problem, the legendary how much we pay for toilet paper or tissue paper or whatever, a tube of toothpaste when you go to the hospital, all of these things are ridiculous. And unless those things are curbed and the cost of drugs, then, I mean, no matter what happens, who's paying for it? There isn't much of a future here if it's as expensive and takes as much out of the GDP as it does.
So there's no question that the costs are significant and they have been growing. So that's got to be a top priority agenda for us. Part of the reason, obviously,
is that costs from physicians, from hospitals, pharmaceuticals, are considerably higher in the United States than they are in places like Canada or in Europe. We have a lot of expenditures for care that is actually not helpful. It's wasteful or sometimes even harmful. And so what we need to do in the future, and that's obviously our next agenda, is to make sure that we have considerably better cost efficiencies in America's healthcare system. Let me give you an example. The way we pay for health care, by and large, in the United States is through a system that's called fee-for-service. For every service provided by a physician or a hospital, additional payments are made. And it actually provides incentives to provide more and more, so we increase quantity of services, but not necessarily improve quality of services. So what we now need to do is to transform the way we pay for health care so that we move away from this fee-for-service system and really reward quality rather than quantity. That's going to be quite a transition. This is not an easy thing because the providers of care who make their money off the healthcare system may be resistant of that, and so that's going to take a while to change, but it's an important area that needs highest priority attention.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there are various advisory groups, are there not, that are trying to monitor how this whole thing is either going to be put into effect or how the various services are controlled. How important is that going to be, do you think, going forward in the near future, the near term?
Well, there are advisory panels, and they often make recommendations. Unfortunately, often those recommendations do not get serious consideration. Ultimately, the decisions about changing our healthcare system, I'm sorry to say, wind up being the subject of politics, and those that have the greatest interest in protecting their incomes as opposed to consumers who are trying to protect their wallet. And the kinds of changes that are recommended by these panels are actually not implemented. I do believe, however, that we have now crossed a point where I think so many sectors understand that we have got to get serious about costs. And the business community obviously cares deeply about this because the business community tends to provide health care coverage for their workers, and particularly for small businesses, this is unsustainable. Even large businesses feel the costs have gone too high, and so they're cutting back services. Obviously, consumers feel this way. And for those people who are dependent on public programs, Medicare and Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, they are under pressure because costs are going up. So we're going to have to create system-wide reform, not just focus in one area like Medicare, but we have to make system-wide reform, and a key way of doing that is to find different incremental ways that we reward quality rather than quantity of services.
Mm. All right, pretty interesting overview of what's going on as the debate continues. Ron Pollack, who runs Families USA, instrumental in a lot of the advisory groups and giving advice to various politicians and people in places who are interested in listening. That's the hardest job, is getting people who will listen to some of the things you work on. Ron, thanks for being here, and good day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
The Beast by Peebo Bryson and Celine Dion from Beauty and the Beast, a Disney film, winner of the Best Original Song at the Golden Globes during this week in 1990, 23 years ago. Chuck, what do you remember about Beauty and the Beast? Was it just another Disney film, or was it something special?
Oh, it was very good, actually. Yeah, that's before animation was 3D. Now everything
they
make is just
3D. It's a good movie.
Yeah. Aimed at,
of course, with the 5-year-old daughter, 6-year-old daughter now, I've had to watch 1,000 times, I guess.
Good for you. Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. All right, let's get to our contest. Chuck Curry and his movie moments. Actually, a focus today on the movies coming out this weekend. More controversy. If I've spent a minute on this, I've spent maybe a portion of each day, Chuck, this week, talking about your theory of the tone of movies and what happens. These movies are getting shellacked at the box office. I think another one of them comes out this weekend. We'll talk about that and how Sylvester Stallone actually looks in a matter of moments. First, though, the three clues from this movie. Number one, during this week in 1999, I think we featured this movie maybe once or twice before. It just depends on the clips, how good they are, and how good your ear is as to whether you can figure out what the movie is for a swell prize. Again, you have to sort of put in your mind the year 1999 for this movie.
If I'd been just a little dumber, I could have joined the force myself.
888-302-3684, if you have the movie. Yeah, you may. Let's try the second clue, Richie.
His co-star in this is dead, right?
Co-star in this is dead. I do not believe that is
the other lead actor. Okay, let's hear.
No.
Old habits die hard, I guess.
Yeah.
If you don't kick them, they kick you. Ain't marriage grand?
You talking about the guy who's the bad guy?
Oh.
The bad guy in this trucker is dead, right?
Yeah. It's the right movie. Yeah, he's pissed.
This is the one where, if I'm right, this last clip, I know exactly how much I'm worth, $72,000.
Let's hear it.
GSW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound. Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
Okay, it wasn't the clip I thought, but it's definitely the movie.
Great voice, isn't it? So creepy.
Great movie, and I loved the co-star in this. Speaking of great voices, the co-star had a great voice.
But unfortunately, she's done a messed-up job to her face.
No, the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, the guy. All right, okay. I'm not interested in his voice, but I know the lead messed up her face pretty badly. Don't you think so, Chuck?
Yeah.
Female lead. She was in a couple of movies with him, as I remember. Two or three, wasn't she? She was in...
I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. I'm thinking of one film. I'm not sure if I'm in the same zone as you.
All right, well, let's find out. We'll get the calls. 888-302-DOUG for the answer. Richie, do we need time? I forgot which...
No, you're good.
All right. So, Chucker, let's get some movie news and previews of the movies coming out this weekend, if you will.
Well, three movies open up Super Bowl weekend, which is notoriously not a great weekend at the box office. There's Warm Bodies, which is a sort of geared to teens. It's a zombie movie, but it's a romantic zombie movie.
Yeah, it's kind of, is it a spoof? It looks kind of like a spoof.
Yeah, it's gotten some decent reviews. So my 7-year-old daughter wants to see it, PG-13. I'll debate it for about 5 minutes. Also opening is Stand Up Guys with Al Pacino, Chris Walken, and Alan Arkin. Now you say, boy, that's a good cast. This movie should do well. It's opening on 660 screens, Doug, but tracking only at a $2 million opening, which is pretty terrible. And then you got Walter Hill's new movie, who directed 48 Hours, Bullet to the Head, which probably the worst title of the year, so starring Sylvester Stallone. In all fairness, reviews say if you like Stallone, you'll probably enjoy the film. And let's be honest, you know what you're paying for. They're not hiding it in trails. It is what it is. But it's going to bomb. It's tracking at just a $6 million opening weekend. One bit of movie news I want to point out. Warner Brothers, I don't know if you announced this yesterday, Warner Brothers has greenlighted a feature film, Entourage, based on the HBO series. The entire regular cast will return, including Jeremy Piven, who is spectacular playing the character of Harry Gold. The funny thing is, though, the original series only attracted 2 or 3 million viewers a week. Is this really viable as a feature film? Probably not. They'll probably hope for break-even and for it to do well on Blu-ray and DVD.
I would think that if they get 2 or 3 million people to go see it, they love it. Here's Adam in Lynchburg. What's the name of the movie?
Sin City.
No, sir. Rob in Virginia, another caller from VA. What's the name of the movie?
The movie is Payback.
That's correct. Mel Gibson in that movie. You have the prize now, sir.
James Coburn and Rene Rousseau, right?
Yep, exactly.
No, Maria Bello.
Oh, Maria Bello. Yeah, okay, sorry.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.